Hi. It's so nice to meet you. I'm really glad you decided to hit play here. Well, I have many names, many titles. My technical title, in so much as there is one for what I do, is Hypnodome. It combines the words hypnosis and dominatrix, so maybe that should give you a hint of what lays in your future if you decide to keep listening. I tell strangers I'm an audio artist, and in the appropriate audience I add erotic to the front of that. There are many, tens of thousands even, devoted slaves and sluts who enjoy my work. Shibby, it's so nice to have you here. Wind down, relax, take a moment and make sure everything is perfect. Look around and check that you won't be disturbed. Grab a blanket if it's chilly. Make sure the lights are off or dim. Get comfortable for me. You can pause at any time if you need to. I'd much rather you be comfortable, and I can wait. Are you ready? It's important that we negotiate what we'll be doing today. Trust is important, and you'll find it so much easier to go into trance if you trust me first. There's a hidden observer in the back of your brain, so that even when I have you hypnotized, they're watchful. Carefully observing and like a hand clutching the back of a friend's shirt. They keep you safe. They're ready to grab you back, pull you back out of trance at any time. But that causes tension. And if you trust me, there is no need to hold back so much. So let's soothe that watchful bit of you. Help it to relax while I relax you. So I'm going to reassure you. I'm not here to hurt you, to interfere with your life in any negative ways. I am going to hypnotize you. It will be my pleasure to give you pleasure. While you are under, we will explore your submissive tendencies. You sweet, slutty little desires. And while you may feel enslaved during this audio, I promise you at the end I will wipe you clean of all triggers implanted and restore both your free will and range of motion. You will be as you are now, just happier and more relaxed. Does that sound okay to you? Say yes, Shibby. If it does, yes, Shibby. Say it out loud, say it to that hidden observer. Say, I am okay with this. Say, I trust you. Good girl. Thank you for being so wonderfully cooperative. Now, it's time for your reward. And let there be no mistake, you will be rewarded. You are going to feel so good, my sweet pet. Now, just relax. Lean back. Shift your body about as you sink into comfort. Open your eyes wide and look at the ceiling. Find a spot, any spot. Focus on that spot. Focus only on that spot and my voice. As you stare at it, I want you to mentally work through your body, stretching and releasing and relaxing each bit of you in turn. Starting with your feet, rotating your ankles, stretching out. And as you do this, as you stretch, breathe in and out for me at a deep, even and regular tempo. Stretch your legs, feeling them extend, putting into them any restless energy running through your muscles. As you stretch, you breathe. And when you breathe out, you let them all go. All those tensions, all that control you need to keep on yourself. Now just keep focusing on that spot. Focusing on my voice. Focus on feeling and following my directions. And notice how you relax more and more with every breath you take. Relax more and more with every word I say. Feeling your eyes grow heavy as you stretch your arms up above you. Feel your mind growing tired. Contentedly tucking into and under my voice. It feels so good to stretch. You feel so much more relaxed with every movement as you picture your chest and focus on tightening the muscles within it. Clenching your whole body. Clench it tight as you breathe in and relax. Breathe out. As you release your body of all tension, feel yourself go limp. Your eyes shutting closed. So heavy now, you can't seem to open them. So heavy now, it feels good to leave them closed. Sealed as if with glue. Tight. Tight. Relax. Your whole body so relaxed. Your neck going limp as you breathe in and out. Your head, the bowling ball that it is, feeling light as you place it down and release it of all of its burdens. And I want you to now just feel a shudder of relaxation run through your entire body, leaving you limp and unable to move, feeling so good and so heavy. So heavy, my pet. Just relax and float for me. Just allow all tension to melt away from you. Just listening to me and enjoying the warm relaxation spreading throughout your body. If you can't catch every word I say, do not worry or think about it. Even if your conscious mind up front can't grasp every note, the music of my voice in your trance continues to grasp you as a whole, sinking you deeper and deeper under my spell. Just remember to breathe deeply. My sweet girl. take my words with you. Each breath of your body makes your mind go softer. Your thoughts are melting away. A suffusion of gentle happiness fills you. You are glowing with it. My sweet girl, with each word your thoughts grow lighter and all you can think of doing is to cling to my words. Each one precious and feeling oh so good. The calm rises easily, continually feeling better and better as eagerly within you you drift through a cloudy, happy haze. I want you to picture my words in your head as a thread coming in through your ear, floating and blowing into your mind. This thread has no color. It has no substance, but still it is just so real as you follow it with your mind. Thoughts follow that thread as it spirals down and then up, collecting your thoughts and spinning them out as it goes. My sweet girl, let go of your power as you let go of your thoughts. Just surrender into my voice and I will take your power, your unpleasant thoughts, and with it, all of your stress, and you will find the more of your power, the more of your thoughts you give up, the better you feel, and the better you feel, the more you give me your power and your thoughts. Your power is such a burden. As you give it to me, your stress feels so much lower. Your thoughts are so heavy. As you give them to me, your mind feels so much lighter. And you will find the more of your power, the more of your thoughts you give up, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the more you give me your power and your thoughts. The thread starts to twine and swirl even more, braiding itself up into thick, strong rope. Understand as it starts to wrap around you that it is restraining you. And with each wrap of rope sensually sliding over your body, you find yourself feeling more and more submissive. You find yourself going deeper into deeper submissive trance.
Deeper.
Now, this may be very easy for you. After all, you are a natural submissive slut. Even if it is not easy though, even if you struggle, you still find you want to give in. You want to be trapped and helpless in a deep, submissive trance. Give in to that want. Allow yourself to play along. Practice makes perfect, and you are going to be perfect. Trust me, I'll take such good care of you. Imagine it in your mind, using whatever sense feels right. The sight, the feeling, the oh-so-natural and irresistible wrapping of your limbs. You can hear it as you picture your ankles being tied up, strapped down. And as I say those words, strapped down, you find you are no longer able to move whatever bit of your body was mentioned right before, right after I said, strapped down. Even if you wanted to, you cannot. You can struggle against them, but the more you struggle against your bindings, the less flexible they become. The more tired and sleepy you feel, the easier it is to just give. give in to my voice, to the ministrations of my hands running across your skin, deftly wrapping ropes around you, because it is just so natural for you to be tied up. It feels so good to be free of the obligation that is life, the constant pressing pressure of needing to do things. But right now you can't, and that is a permission slip for one such as you. Loophole, a get out of stress free card that relaxes you like a phone free vacation. At first, you might feel a bit vulnerable and naked, cut off from everyone and everything. And you are. But in such an exciting way. Such a relaxing way. I'll say it again because your mind is hazy and I want to be sure that this trigger is deep inside of you. Whenever I say strapped down, you will find whatever body part I mention or touch restrained and unable to move until I release you at the end of our scene. This trigger will not be usable by anyone else, and it's safe to relax and let strapped down settle deep in your mind, knowing it will be erased after our session. Your ankles are strapped down, a welcome trap of bondage as inch by inch the rope twines around you, spinning until you are completely caught up inside of it. I'm next to you, over you. My voice is all around you as it's all you need to focus on. Just focus on my voice and the wonderful sensations that tingle throughout your body as my hands roam over you. Your thighs are strapped down. Even if I were to wake you up, you would still feel this intense bondage, this overwhelming desire to be restrained. Your body feels heavy, and this weight allows your mind to float free, swirling away from all distractions. There is nothing now except happy, hazy trance in my voice, pulling you in as my fingers tie tight knots around you. My hands pass over your hips as you shudder in pleasure. As your hips are strapped down, I leave enough slack that you can thrust them if you like, but only a little bit. Only because it amuses me and excites me when you squirm for me. And oh, I'm going to make you squirm. Feel the soft shibari rope as I run it over your chest, tying two beautiful knots over your nipples. This leaves your entire chest strapped down. I move to your arms, the soft touch of my skin teasing against your body as mine rubs over top. I reach out and trap first one wrist, and then the other. Both wrists strapped down. Your breathing deepens and steadies, as with each bit of your body that is strapped down, you feel more and more relaxed. As I put down the rope and pick up a black leather blindfold, feel the comforting and heavy weight against your eyes as they are strapped down, left useless. Your world is blank and empty, and there is nothing in it except the sensations running across your skin, your mind, and me. My voice, my touch, my bindings as I pull out one last strap, using it to gently but firmly restrain your head against its cushion until your head as the rest of your body is strapped down. Float for me for a minute. Floating deep into hazy trance. Helpless and restrained while I look at you. You can't see it, but I'm biting my bottom lip just a little bit, thinking of what I'm going to do to you. Floating deep into hazy trance while I run my fingers lightly over your body. Just the very tips, leaving a trail of your tingling flesh behind. You are so helpless. It is so exciting. You feel so very, very relaxed, and don't worry. I have extensive knowledge of bondage and made sure to tie each a bit of your body with a quick release knot. So if for any reason things become too much or you need to get up quickly, simply say the word rest. And you'll feel all of your bindings and all of my triggers and influence fall from you, as if burned away in a red fire, turning to ash, completely safe and without influence once more. Anytime you need to, just say, red, and you'll be free. No, because you want more. You are completely restrained and could stay like this for so long and be so very, very happy. Because you are a natural submissive slut. My sweet girl, you are doing wonderful. Feel me climb on top of you. My weight pressing so satisfyingly against your hip. Pushing you down even further. From here I can play with your nipples. Rubbing the knotted rope over them, your nipples are so sensitive and it feels scratchy, but leaves you wanting, wanting, wanting. What do you want? Do you even know? That doesn't mean I'll give it to you. Teasing and denying are both favored pastimes for a dominatrix such as me. Maybe if you beg, really pretty, beg for me. Say, please. Say it, oh, so pretty. Don't just beg in your mind. I want you to beg out loud as well. And right now, you can't resist me. Beg.
Oh, please, 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 please.
Silly pet. It's so cute. You are so cute. You look absolutely delicious all tied up. And good girls deserve a reward, and I know just the thing. I'm going to help you experience deep and wonderful sexual pleasure in the way that only hypnosis can. It's like nothing else. The incredible and irresistible pleasure that I cause to rise from within you with just a snap of my finger. Feel that pleasure. Really feel that deep, orgasmic pleasure. You'll need to drop even deeper. And the fastest way to drop you deeper is by fractionation. Fractionation is where I install a trigger inside of you to drop you quickly back into trance. And then I wake you up from your trance, only to drop you back down again. Each time you drop back into trance, you will go 10 times deeper into your trance. It is so fun to do this. Each time you drop back into trance, you will go 10 times deeper into your trance. It is so fun to do this. I will wake you up and drop you back down, over and over and over and over and over, until you're a helpless pile of hazy mind mush, a drooling, mindless ragdoll for me to play with. The word that will do this to you is drop. And every time you hear that word in this file, you will drop deep into trance. If you are already in trance, you will drop even deeper within your trance. Feel your mind descending deeper within itself each time you hear the word drop. I can already see the effect I'm having. But like I said, I want more. Now, since I haven't yet released you, even when you wake up from your trance, you will still feel the bonds on your body. Your eyes will still feel covered by a blindfold and be so heavy you just can't open them up. Your only awareness will be my voice, but the happy, submissive haze will be stripped away the next time I say the words. Wake up. I might play with you and you will remain completely calm. Even when you try to move and find your body is so heavy and still tied down, there is a resistance to moving deep in the back of your head. A resistance so strong, no command from you can do anything about it. Because you don't want that control right now. And even when I command you to do something, if you haven't been released, you are still so heavy and tied down. And all you can do is try and struggle and find yourself helpless. Helpless and happy. Because you don't want that control right now. I have it. I control you. Now, on the count of 5. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, wake up. Hey, are you feeling okay? I can see that you are. You look so relaxed right now. It would be so nice to just go right back into trance, wouldn't it? But first I need you to do something for me. And you are such a good girl that I know you are okay with this. Besides, you have your way out if you need it. But I know that your whole body feels so heavy right now, but I'd like you to try and move. Don't strain yourself. Just try to move your hand towards the ceiling. Not quite all the way. But good, we are making progress, but there is so much deeper for us to go. Ready? Drop. Descending deepening trance, you drop. Deeper. 10 times as deep and sweet hypnotic trance than you were before.
Feeling 10 times as submissive.
But I want you because my voice is irresistible.
So we have further to your soul that you want to give in.
You have to give in.
Just
it's
drop
easy
from
to get in. My sweet girl,
let your just
drop for me.
Drop for me.
going to wake you up again. Are you ready? One, feeling yourself being towed away. Two, out of the comforting depths. Three, my voice pulling you out just as it can pull you in. Four, body so heavy. Five, wake up. Again, sweetheart. Try and lift your arm as if to touch the ceiling. Better and better. It's so fun, but let's go a bit deeper and a bit faster, and I'm going to fractionate your brains out. Ready? Drop. Good girl. Sweet pet. So much deeper. So many thoughts have gone away. Wake up again. One, two, three, four, five. Wake up. Good girl. Now drop. Five.
You feel yourself timelessly descending.
Four. Time itself distends when you are under for me. Three.
There is an eternal, blissful sinking. Two. Your mind wrapped up.
Raveled and carefree, your soul floats along with the music, sings with my voice. You are but a string being pulled along. The hook and the fish, those are within you. Like the string, they become you. As you feel me reeling you back up from the depths. One, two, three. Four. Five. Wake up. That's it, that's right. It's a bit like being on a carnival ride, isn't it? Your mind has been so many places so fast, it's still spinning and reeling, and there really is no time to recover your equilibrium. You are helpless now. Drop. Five. Four. Three. Two. One. Drop. Five. Four. Three, two, one. Drop. One, two, three, four, five. Wake up. Wake up, pet. Time to take your test again. Move your arm the way I've told you to. Can you even remember? It's okay if you forget. Drop. It's okay if you forget. Forget everything else. Just drop. Forget everything else. One, two, three, four, five. Wake up. Now drop into trance. Five, four, three, two, one. Sleep for me now, my sweet pet. Such a good pet. Your mind just a sweet, mushy mess. Pleasing to me. One last time, I'll wake you up. Your arm will feel so heavy, the restraints binding you will feel so tight and so good, that any movement you find yourself capable of will take so much effort. You'll feel your body automatically rubber banding back. You will accept that I do have control over you right now. You will accept that you like it, and when you do, you will feel filled with such warmth and wonderful peace. Accepting yourself, your desires, there is nothing wrong with them. You are simply another human pulled along on the string of life. It feels good right now to be caught up by me. One last time I'll wake you up before saying drop. Before sending you even deeper, so deep in such a lovely, suggestible state that the next trigger I implant within you will feel so intense and amazing. you want your reward. It's going to feel so good. But first, you have to come back to me. Which means first you have to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wake up.
Hey, come on.
Hey. You look so frazzled out right now. And I know talking or even moving is so hard for you right now, but give me a smile if you are enjoying things. Give me a smile if you are relaxed. Give me a smile if you want to keep going. It's good to see you so happy. Just try and lift your arm. Pay attention to it. I know it's heavy. I know it's hard. But try. I am so pleased with how far you've come. Now just relax. Just let the thoughts go. Just drop for me.
Drop for me, my pet.
My sweet submissive. Sink into submissive bliss. So exponentially deeper than you were before. So deep now in such a wonderfully suggestive state that I can give you your reward. A pleasure drinker. Sexual pleasure is what you will feel. Fragmenting your mind deeper as pleasure spreads over you like a blanket built of sensual bliss. Every time you hear me snap, each and every time you hear me snap, within this vial and only when you hear me snap my fingers, click them together. It's a switch to your brain, turning on pleasure. A button being pressed that brings you overwhelming sexual pleasure, and you just can't wait. I'll count you down to your first one.
10.
Feel your breathing quickening.
9.
A flush forms under your skin.
8.
You feel a warmth building.
7.
This is perfectly normal.
6.
A natural physiological reaction.
5.
Relax into your excitement.
4.
Feel hairs on the back of your neck tingling.
3.
Preparing for the pleasure.
2.
When I snap my fingers.
1.
Feel the pleasure. Almost orgasmic pleasure. You can feel your body clench from it. Clench into it. Tiny convulsions of your muscles as your hips heave into it. Every time I snap my fingers, you feel sexual pleasure. This is your reward. This is my playtime. You are a strapped down, squirming mess. I told you this would happen. I keep my promises.
Squirm for me.
Sometimes it just takes a while. I want to tease you. I want you begging for it. And you would beg so pretty for me right now. Wouldn't you, my little pet? Beg for more snaps. Beg for more pleasure. Beg for me. Feel each click of my fingers as glorious, stoked sensation jolts through you. A provocative probing that finds your deepest core and stimulates you. Strung tight, your body feels helpless, like a marionette being jerked about, except each movement comes from pleasure. Pleasure that swarms and builds with each and every snap. Pleasure grows. Your ears grab at each end, hungrily absorbing the sound into yourself like a string you are plucked. Your body thrums with pleasure. Of course, while my voice alone can bring you to orgasm, and my snaps make it ever more increasingly likely that you will orgasmically erupt into finalized bliss, I want to make sure first, before you come, that you are as aroused as is physically possible, mentally possible, teased to the end of your wits. Because the more aroused you feel, the more intense your orgasm will be. The more it teases, the longer you hold back. And the better your orgasm when I finish you off with a wild burst of snaps. Hold on as long as you can until I say the words, "Come for me." When you hear those words combined with my snaps, you will burst. And it will be so amazing. Even if you can't hold on that long, even if the pleasure from my words, the sexual sensations from my snaps, build you up into a place that you cannot escape from, you can only come and come and come and can't hold back. And that's okay. Just hold on as long as you can for me. It gets me so excited and so horny thinking of you teased and squirming, messy and wanting and... You want me to feel that power, don't you? My sweet, submissive slut. And if that happens, even if you do come a bit premature, that's okay. Keep listening, and your penance shall be letting the pleasure continue to hit you and stimulate your nerves until you're a tingling, sweaty mess. Just relax. I want you to picture two of me.
One right by your right ear, one by your left. Try to focus on both of us. Try and see if you can follow both at once. It starts out so easy. It is going to get harder. If there comes a point where you can't focus on both tracks, both trains of thought, that's okay. Wonderful. Just trying is wonderful. I'm setting you up for failure. And that's okay. That's wonderful. In failing, you will find peace. In accepting, you will find release. You will give up. Give in. Let go and truly sink into my words. Truly sink into my control. Sweeping, sleeping, trance. You find yourself thrusting upwards into the pleasure. With each jerk, you feel the square under your straps. My strategy is flawless, and you can't help but leave my helpless. You are helpless. You are beautifully bound. My lips, these whispers are intoxicating in the snaps, tingles of pleasure. Your nerve endings dance in a rioting rave with joyous pleasure across your body. A tender touch snap. That leaves you wanting.
And I know it's hard.
Wanting.
So hard not to let that more building pressure from the pleasure overwhelm you. Bring you to final and complete bliss.
That's okay. Just hold on as long as you can for me. My sweet, submissive slut. I want you to picture three of me.
One over top. My body is on top of you.
Doing wonderful.
My hips straddling your own. You are so powerless. My pussy, my center, strokes against your clit. I'm so wet, and it's so easy for me to slide a double-headed dildo into my pink clit. My sweet girl, feel your mind suck away, sucked down, as my strapped-on dildo teases at your entrance. Fuck. I'm going to fuck you. Riding over top. You can't move. Bound down and helpless. You are just too cute like this. Blindfolded. You can still see me though, can't you? Just picture me as the perfect woman. The perfect body. The perfect ass thrusting and gyrating. Moving hypnotically in a spiral, first descending. Slowly, gently, stretching open your folds and sinking inside of you. Penetrating deep. It feels so good when I penetrate here. Before I'm swaying back upward, sliding out the shaft until just the tip of it stays inside your hungry pussy. Teasing against your tight hole. You have such a nice, tight pussy as I sheathe within you again as my body lowers and my clit tickles against yours. Feel as I ride here, entering and delving, helping you to descend deeper and deeper into pleasure. I'm possessing you, controlling you. Right now, I own you and you love it. My sweet, submissive slut girl. Feel the pleasure as I match my thrusts to the snaps. As with every snap, you feel the reckless, repetitive abandon of a thrust, my hips slapping into yours. The dewy folds of my pussy warmed wet as drip by drip, we just get wetter. Both of us, wetter, more aroused. Squeeze around my fake cock inside you. Your blood has all rushed into your clit. I'm engorged now, and so is your clit. Oh, so ready and willing to accept the stimulation and pleasure. It's okay. Your head doesn't need any fuel right now. You are nothing except the pleasure. It's all-encompassing. Sexual pleasure covering your brain, your body, your pussy. My breasts bounce above you as my little dildo goes in and out, as the vibrator nestled in a pocket starts to go off and give us both more pleasure. In and out, in and out. Your pussy is perfect, and you can feel as I delve within the deepest recesses within you, as I set myself to taking you as deep as I possibly can. Your shaking mind is filled with rapture. Your body shaking. You are a quivery mess. And all you can do is take it. Take the pleasure. Take my dominance. Take in the pleasure as I take you. With each thrust, a snap. With each snap, a thrust. As the pattern builds and builds and your body is reaching its limit. Except I don't care for limits on myself. Only on you. We don't stop until I stop. My pussy distancing, then quickly making a rendezvous with your cunt as again and again the pleasure floods you. Just like I want you to flood. Fill me with your moans. Bring us fully into this feedback loop of lust. Every stroke brings us closer, closer, until you can't hold back. You need it. Need that final orgasmic release. Your hips are bouncing now, strained against their bonds, begging desperately as teasingly I pull out and off of you. Leaving just the tip of my dildo at the entrance to you. My fingers lightly and teasingly brushing against the hood of your clit. I hold myself, swinging my hips in a tiny circle so that's all you feel. Hyper aware of the tip. That bit of my strap on just almost, but not quite. Seeking your nirvana. My dildo is flirting with your pussy. Teasing. Just a naughty girl, what can I say? What can you say to make me continue? To bring back the pleasure. More snaps. More jolts. Because I will tell you this, honey. The next time my hips come down, we will be in that home stretch. I will ride with you until I finish, until you finish, until you... come with me. You want that, don't you? So what can you say? How about... please. Say please. Please, Shippy. Please, Domino. Just beg. Keep begging. Beg and beg, even as my hips do come down. Beg for me, my slut, as the tempo picks up, as my pace goes faster. As more and more pleasure jolts into your clit, jolts into your body. Electric sensuality and sexual pleasure bombarding your senses as again and again and again and in and out, everything speeding up as your body hits its stride and you feel the snaps quicken as we go into the final sprint as my body clashes with yours and my will takes over. Pleasure floods your brain. Come for me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, come for me. Feel my body convulsing over you. Each snap a reward, a good girl, for the pleasure you have brought me. My sweet girl, my good girl, come for me. Come for me, my pet. Feel as your hips thrust up. It's inescapable, irresistible. Come for me. Yes. Yes. Come for me. Feel the pleasure sweeping and overpowering. You are helpless within its unending storm of surging orgasmic bliss. Pounding into you over and over and over and over and over and over and good girl. Oh, my sweet girl, you did so good, so perfect. Now just relax. Feel warm waves of release flood through you. Let your breathing come back to normal until slowly you find you are breathing deep and even again. Your heartbeat, no longer racing, it's slowing down, and you feel good. So, so good. You did so, so good, my sweet pet. Mind happily floating in afterglow. Just enjoy it for a few moments. Enjoy flirting. You might not even notice it as while you flirt, I start to slowly piece you back together. Feel as free will becomes something that you are once again capable of. I'm withdrawing all triggers I set inside you within this file as well. Sometimes it can be hard to remove triggers completely, because there is a part of you that wants them there and wants to keep them. But I made you a promise. I told you I would leave you as I found you. So I need you to look inside yourself, find where I planted those triggers, and feel as if they are on a string. They're tied up around it, and I'm reeling that string back out of you, up to the surface and out of your mind. If you want them back, you can always go check out other files with triggers, knowing that triggers are only more powerful if they have been fractionated in this way. Maybe that's what you want. But if not, that's okay too. Just relax as I shift off of you, my hands gently running up and down your body while you float in bliss. Feel the sudden release as I untie and unwind all of your bindings. I remove your blindfold, the strap on your head. I want you to shift and move about and stretch for me, feeling your entire body set free. It feels so good. And don't worry if you feel a bit empty with my bindings gone. You can always come back and experience this again. I am always happy to see you, happy to play with you. You are a good girl. After all, there is one remnant of your trance you will be allowed to keep there. A deep relaxation that is spread through your entire body, and a happiness, a quiet joy that fills your soul. Just relax. And in a moment, I'm going to bring you back up out of trance. Though this time, I won't be dropping you back down again. One. Stretch again for me. Two. It feels so nice. Three. You feel so good as all feelings of heaviness leave you. Four. Your eyes blinking, all weight lifted. Blinking. Five. Wake up. Wake up, sweetheart. You did wonderful. Now, I know that was a bit intense, and that thought makes me happy. But I'll stay with you for a little bit, and if you want, you can turn off this audio now, or whenever you feel ready. Or if you want, you can just relax and listen to me ramble for a bit. I'm trying to develop a new hobby. It's leatherworking. I have always wanted to try it, but this time I've actually taken the extra step of ordering a bunch of stuff to try a first project, which, if you can't guess, well, I'm gonna try and make a collar first. And I'm really excited to see all this, as while all of this shibby stuff and recording and editing and script writing are things that I enjoy and that used to be a hobby, but now they're kind of my career, and I don't know, I want a new hobby that's zero pressure to produce and perform, and just I can just chill
and make some cool stuff. Though I'm pretty sure in the beginning it's all gonna be absolutely terrible. Sewing was never really something I loved particularly, but I am really excited to be able to make my own collars and cuffs, and then I can customize everything I want. Maybe some paddles in the future. I can make all sorts of things, some nice straps. It's gonna be a blast. I mean, straps are always useful, aren't they? You can do so many things with them. I will even show you guys pictures when I do it. Just don't expect too much. It might look like a 5-year-old tried to do it. I don't know. Until I'm actually doing it, I won't know if I have any talent for it at all. But I'm gonna make sure everybody's expectations are the worst so that, you know, if I rise and overcome them, then it'll be awesome. But I'm sure it'll be really fun either way. And yeah, that's my new hobby. Completely out of chance, I feel like you should make time for your hobby as well. Whatever that may be, there's something you enjoy doing regularly, or maybe something new you've always wanted to pick up. Now is a great time to do so. You should try it. I hope you're feeling okay, and you're coming out of things okay, and hopefully you're ready for the world again. Until next time, it was lovely having you with me. You are such a good pet. And plaything and listener and all of that. Have a good one.